Greetings and welcome to another new microphone. I seem to do this occasionally. This is the Audio-Technica AT2010. It's a handheld condenser microphone, cardioid, and it usually goes for about $99. I got it for slightly less than that. And this particular mic, I think, is based on the Audio-Technica AT2020, which is a large diaphragm condenser mic. Not sure about that. Don't quote me on it, but I think it is. This being a handheld mic, nothing really interesting to say about it. You hold it and you use it. That's about it. The handle doesn't taper like some do. I've got a Shure SM87, which has been replaced by the Shure Beta 87A, and it tapers. It's got a fairly thin handle, so this doesn't do that. It's pretty uniform all the way across and much thicker. It's more like the CAD C195 I have, which is another low-cost cardioid condenser. But unlike the CAD C195, it sounds a lot less constrained. I don't know a better way to say it, but the C195 sounds a little bit squished in the mids. It doesn't peak, per se, but it just sounds a little bit constrained, whereas the AT2010 doesn't seem to have that problem. The SM87 does a similar thing in a different part of the spectrum, and if I could really be bothered, I would take those mics out and show you, but to be completely honest, I can't. It's got a bunch of stuff to do. It's fairly clean as far as I can tell. It's a little hard to demo at the moment because there's stuff going on outside. If I shut up, you'll get an idea. What I'm talking about. But it's fairly clean, and it's also reasonably hot. It's not burning hot as far as the output is concerned. It's not an extremely, extremely hot output microphone, but it's certainly good enough to drive most preamps reasonably, even if they don't have a ton of gain. So there you go. It's the Audio-Technica AT2010, another handheld microphone. Sure, why not? I'll probably end up buying another one of these.